Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Coach Melissa Show. We are here to coach you to your success, to your purpose, to your passion, and your destiny. Tune in each weekday morning, Monday through Friday. Tune in for a lesson, a tool, a tip, or a strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only what you ought to be doing in your life, but exactly where you should be going and how you should be getting there. So stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. Don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. Now get that pen, that pencil, that paper out. Get ready to take lots of notes. Get ready to go to another level in your life. If you would like to speak to Coach Lalisa after the show, go to www.coachlalisa.com and join our mailing list so that you can stay up on all of the happenings. All right, if you're ready to go, we're going to go right into the show right now.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Well, there's been some challenging days in our lives, and over the past couple of days, we've had some challenges with the broadcast. So I first want to offer up my apologies to you for not being able to host the show at the regularly scheduled time, as we've tried to do, and even this morning, we had to definitely make some rearrangements because for some reason I just could not dial into the system using my home phone. And then it finally dawned on me, well, I'll try it with my cell phone. So I dialed it on my cell phone, but I'm talking to you from my home phone. So hopefully you can hear. And as you can probably tell, it's like, whoa, something's wrong with this lady's voice. For those of you who are our regular listeners, then you probably know something sounds a bit strange. And then on top of that, all weekend, I've been out with the flu. So I'm starting to slowly recover. But I did not want to just not show up another morning. Yesterday I couldn't get the system working. Monday, couldn't talk at all. And so here we are today. So we won't do a very long show today because I'm really under the weather, but I wanted to come, and I at least want to definitely thank all of you for tuning in, for following the show. Thank you for all the love you show on Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn and all the other places. And I hope you're having a great day, and I hope you're feeling great. And you know what? We don't let a little cold get us down, right? A little cold, a little flu, whatever, we still got to push forward. I actually have a speaking engagement today, so I still have to get up and get out anyway. But I can't let those students down over there at Union County College, where I'll be speaking today at 11 o'clock for their Black History Month, part of their Black History Month celebration. And I certainly couldn't let down each and every one of you. But I do want to just share for a moment on the title of The Power of Focus. The Power of Focus. And I wanted just to share for a moment how, you know how when sometimes it's, you know, very hard to focus on where you're going and to focus on how you're getting there. And because of that, sometimes you can't seem to meet your goals or you can't seem to achieve the things that you set out to do. Well, I want to show you how to hone in and focus on achieving not just your goals, but achieving goals that really serve you. How to focus in with laser focus and become all that you are created to be and to do all that God has potentialed you to do. And when this happens, because when you step over into that area of your life where you are truly focused to this point where you're able to achieve the goals and the dreams that are deep within you, you will be happier because you will be able to live in the power of your life, and you will be able to live in the fullest potential of your gifts and your talents. And you will feel successful because you will know that you are doing the very thing that you have been destined to do, and you understand that destiny is just right there waiting for you. The opportunities begin to show up all around you, and then you will feel free. You will feel such a spirit of freedom because you will understand that you don't have to worry and you don't have to stress over what you're not doing, what you didn't do, what you missed in life, what hasn't come your way yet. You will no longer stress over these things or worry about these things. And because of that, you will feel so free. And that happens when you take the time to power up your focus. There is power in your focus. You know, so many people don't know how to simply focus, because I believe that people don't understand the power. So I want to show you how you can take the problem of not being able to focus, not being able to set your goals and accomplish them, how to take that and how to overcome that feeling of the lack and the loss of focus. How do you overcome that? Well, guess what? There are many people who have the exact same problem as you. As a matter of fact, you're listening to one of those people right now. I had the very exact same problem. This inability to focus. And because of that, I basically was going in a circle. Going round and round and round. And basically going nowhere fast. That inability to focus in on what I wanted and where I was going and how I was going to get there. This is what I want to show you, and I'm going to give you some pointers, some things that you can do to help you focus. All right? So the first thing when it comes to focus, and some of the reasons that people get out of focus, is when we have so many different things that we want to do. Okay? It's just like when you look through the lens of a camera, and that lens first looks out, it has so many things to capture in its view, and you have to adjust the focus to make it clear so that the picture of what you wanted to capture is what comes out in the dark room, so to speak. So you have to do that. You have to become clear about where it is you're going and or what it is that you want to achieve. And And I know firsthand how hard that can be. Because, again, we have so many options, so many ideas, so many choices, so many selections, so many different things coming at us, so many things that we are good at, so many things that we're interested in. And sometimes it's so hard to narrow it down. But here's my strategy on how to narrow it down. I want you to write down the top, and it may be 10 for you, but I'm going to start with 5. Make it workable. Make it doable. I want you to think about all the things that you would like to do. And I want you to write down the top 5. The top 5 things that if you had your way, those are the top 5 things you would like to do or work on if you had your way. Okay, now once you write that down, the top 5 things, now I want you, out of those 5 things, I want you to look at each one of them separately. And I want you to think about them. And I want you to think about, if you do that, then what? So I do this, and then what happens? Like, what's the impact of that in your life, in the lives of people around you, and in the broader society? And then I want you to do that for each thing on that list. And the next step is I want you to drop down and make another list. But this list, I want you, out of those 5, I want you to pick the 3 most important. So before you took the top 5 things that you're interested in doing, now I want you to pick, now that you've looked at the impact it'll have on society around you and the greater society, now I want you to pick the 3 most important. And I want you to make another list of the 3 most important things in your life. Okay, so now you have a smaller list. Now, it's not that we don't ever go back and do the other things that was on the list or things that we even could have put on the list. But remember, we're trying to focus here. We're trying to get clear. And we're not going to be in focus if we're chasing 2 and 3 different things. So we have to narrow it down. And this is the funneling system that you're going to use. This is the process. So now that you have that list, you have your 3 things. These are the 3 most important. So now, I want you to look at this list of the 3 most important things in your life that you could do. And of these three, I want you to number them, and I want you to rank them in order of 3. Which one will bring you the most happiness, the most, you will feel the most successful when you accomplish it, and which one brings you the most, that you'll feel free from worrying about, did I do it? Did I get it done? Did I achieve that? So that's what I want you to do. I want you to now take those 3, and I want you to rank them in rank order, first thing, the second, and third, and put the 3rd as your highest. Like, this thing is 3, but it's the highest. This is the ultimate thing that, if I do this, it's going to bring me the ultimate happiness. I'm going to be the most successful by accomplishing this. And I will feel this will give me the most freedom from the stress of worrying about, did I do it? Did I achieve this? Did I get it done? And I want you to rank those 3 in that order. Now that you've done that, I want you to take the number 3 thing, and I want you to accomplish that. Now you have clear focus. Now I want you to go work on that. And you're going to find out. I just want you to work on it. because now that you, and this is what's, I'm going to tell you what you're going to experience once you focus on that one thing. Number one, you're going to experience supernatural power. This, I can almost guarantee it. I can't guarantee it because some people are going to not believe it. And when a person doesn't believe something, they're absolutely correct. It'll happen however they believe. So if a person believes this will not, you know, I will not be able to be successful or focus or be powerful, they're absolutely right. They're absolutely right. So I can't guarantee it for everyone, but for all the people that believe it, I can guarantee you that you will see the results and the power of your focus by you focusing on that one. And what you're going to experience and what you're going to see happen, and this I know beyond a shadow of a doubt because it's worked for me and millions of other people, you're going to see a trickle-down effect in all those other items that you listed, starting with the first question, writing down the five things that you want to do. You're going to find, because when that's the power of focus. When you focus on one area, when you list it, well, first of all, it's through this process of listing. When you list those items that I've asked you to list, and you made that second list, now this third level, when you do that, it's like going deeper, you know. It's like pulling out something that is deep. You know, it's just like anything. It's just like anytime you go deeper in something, it gets better, you know. It's like a movie. Sometimes you're watching a movie, you start watching it. It's not all that great. But the more you watch it, the deeper you get into the movie, the better the movie gets. Same thing sometimes with relationships. The deeper you get into them, the better they get. You ever had a meal, you were eating something that was really, really good, and then like right when you get down in the middle of the dinner, it feels so great, but then it's almost over. But yeah, so you're going deeper, and now that you have that list, and now you're going to see that the power of your focus is going to produce, all those other areas are going to come forth anyway. And you're going to see that you're right smack dab where you want it and that nothing was missed. You didn't miss anything. You didn't lack. You didn't go without, right? And that's the power. Focus, and focus has that power, and it's an illusion for people to think that, yes, you do have to make a choice. That is absolutely correct. You do have to make a choice, okay, in the things that you want in life. You do have to make a choice because choosing gives you power. There's power in choice. I could probably do a whole other segment on. There's a power in choice, making a choice, choosing something. You know, a lot of people, they don't want to choose. They just want things to happen. But no, you have to make a decision, make up your mind, make a choice. And so that's what I want you to do for this assignment for today. Now, like I said, for those of you who, you know, tuned into the show a little late this morning, we've been having some challenges with phone system, it seems like. It seems like that the phone system did not want to let us in. So we had to use another technique to get into the system today so that we could broadcast the show today. And then I said that myself, I had been out with the flu for a couple of days, and so it's been a little bit of a challenge. But this morning, I didn't want to let anything stop me from getting up. And so even though there was a challenge with getting on air because the phone system, it wouldn't let me sign in using the regular phone that I always call into the show since 2008, right? I've been on the air since 2008 using the same phone for some reason this morning, well, for the past two mornings, it wouldn't let me dial in with that number. And then it finally dawned on me to switch and use my cell phone. And therefore, I was able to get in, but I'm talking on my, I'm using as a microphone my home phone, because then I dialed in and unmuted my phone line. So their challenges happen, but when we focus, so I focused this morning on, I'm going to get this done. I got up with a focus that we're going on air today. You see, so the power of focus also is mobility. It moves you. When you're focused on something, you're moved to make things happen. And as a matter of fact, when you focus in, you also will get new strategies, new ideas. And that's why you definitely want to narrow down your focus. Now, are there some people that can focus on a couple of things at once? Probably. There probably is. But it's going to be difficult for the average person, and for not saying that people are average, but for, when I say average, I mean for the general population. I don't mean like people are average in their abilities, but I mean like the number of people. But more general, that yes, it's going to be harder to try to focus on more than one thing at one time. You can again, that's why you do the list, because you still see that you have all these things that you want to accomplish, but you're only going to tackle, you're going to focus on the one. And what's going to happen, miraculously, you're going to find that all the other things that you were worried about or concerned about, you're going to find that those things will fall into place. It will all fall into place. Right? Oh, yes, there's a story about a hunter who was in the woods, and this hunter needed to go out and hunt. He was going to go and hunt a bird because there was a big contest going on, and he wanted to win the award if he could shoot this bird, right? And he would get some big type of accolade or some big award if he could shoot down a bird. So this hunter took his gun, his rifle, and he set out on a journey to find this bird and shoot it so that he could be this great hunter, get his great award. And you know how we are when we get awards, very proud, very happy, feeling very accomplished, and feeling very successful. So as he goes out on the journey hunting for this bird, all of a sudden, he is faced with this, you know, he looks up to shoot the bird, and right at the moment he looks up to shoot the bird, he hears something at his foot, and it's a rattlesnake launching at his leg. And he's only got this one shot, because that was a part of the contest. He only has one shot in his rifle. So now he's out to get this award and to shoot this bird. And just as he sees the bird overhead and he's ready to shoot, at the same time, this rattlesnake launches out at his leg. And if that's not worse, this big bear is hanging on, is in a tree, looking as though it's about to fall right on him. And I mean, if that didn't make things as bad as they can get, then there's this wild coyote charging him head on, you know, but he's got this one bullet. Now, there's his bird that's going to get him his award, get him his fame, his recognition, something that he's been looking forward to probably his whole life, if you were a hunter, especially a bird hunter. And here you're faced with all these three scenarios. You only have one bullet. You have this rattlesnake at your foot. You have this coyote charging you head on. And then you have this big bear hanging overhead that looks at, you know, that bear falls out that tree, off that limb. You're in, you know, he's a goner. So what do you think he should do? What, you know, that's the, how the story goes. What do you think he should shoot first? He only has one bullet. So what do you think he should do? Well, the way it turns out is that, what does he do? What he has a, he has to make a decision. Basically, he has a decision to make, just like you had a decision to make when we did the make the list. You had to make a decision to leave some things off, to put some things on, to narrow them down, to move things around. You have to make decisions. Well, this hunter, he had to also make a decision what to do. So you know what he did? I'm sure you've guessed it by now. He's got the loom of death launching his way. A coyote, that thing going to rip you apart. A rattlesnake, one bite from that rattlesnake, and listen, you're a goner. And that bear, imagine a bear falling on you. That is never a good day. And so, but there's his bird that he can get this award. So what does he do? He focuses. He focuses on that bird. And he shoots that bird, and the bird falls. And when the bird falls, it lands on the bear. It knocks the bear out of the tree. The bear falls on the coyote, crushes the coyote, and the coyote and the bear both land on the rattlesnake. Squash, the rattlesnake gone. All right? So you see the power of focus. And just imagine, had he took his, see, his focus was that he went out to kill a bird, and that was his focus. Yet there were other distractions, the bear, the coyote, and the rattlesnake. Those were the distractions. But he didn't take his focus off. So what is the moral of the story? Which is what I was saying to you earlier. The moral of the story is, when you refuse to leave your focused item, when you refuse to take your eyes off of what you're focused on, and you go after it, with a passion, with a zeal, with a zest, with commitment, and with determination, when you go after what you're focused on, everything else shall fall into place. So that's why you don't have to worry about all those other things on your list. And I know that a lot of people don't know that, because if they did, people would be a lot more happier, they would feel a lot more successful, and they would go around a lot more free from stress and worry about what's going on, and they would be more apt and more about doing what they're focused on. So again, if you narrow your focus, stick to your focus, and carry out your mission for the thing you're focused on, you're going to find that everything else shall fall into place. And that, my friends, is the power of focus. So I want you to focus in today on what's important. I want you to focus in today on the key thing. Now remember, what was important for this man was to get that award, to become that champion bird, you know, shooter. So hunter, bird hunter. So you got to focus in on the thing that you are created to do, the thing that you're passionate about, and that's why you're going to make the list. You got to focus in, get it done, and you're going to see that everything else, all the other things that you are worried about, concerned about, all of those things are going to fall into place right where they are supposed to be. But you got to make that list. You got to make the second list, and then you got to take that third action, all right? So if you missed the earlier part of the broadcast, you can always go back and listen to the archives. That's all we have time for today. I thank you for tuning in. It's 7:30 on the nose. Tomorrow is Thursday. Wow, this week is going by so fast. And so we'll be back tomorrow with another topic for you, a topic that will teach you how to be empowered, how to be motivated, how to be happy, successful, and free from stress and worry, how to move forward in your dreams and your goals and your destinies. Well, this has been Coach Lalisa, and this is the Lalisa Show. Please inbox me on Facebook if you have comments or if you have questions. Until we meet again, as always, be blessed, and we love you.